Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Today is August 6th, baby. It's going on 10 p.m. My name is Peter Richardson, the Say When I Athlete Respectfully Radio. Today I got my boy Terrence Ross, ex-running back, Texas Tech alumni, Garland, Texas native. Man, it's going to be a great show. You guys, let's check out this Phillip home. Man, listen to the lyrics, man. It's one of my favorite songs out there. I'll be right back at you right after the song. Ha ha.
Cause I'm gonna make this place your home. So that it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble that might drag you down. You get lost, you can always be. No, we are not alone. So I'm gonna make this place your home.
Nightlife, but as far as the players, coaches, and all those guys, you know, they're just
treated me with respect and made me fit right in, you know. So
yeah, man, no doubt. You know,
biggest part of my decision.
The biggest part, that man, made you feel like family, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I already know, you know. One of y'all out here, anytime, I always just come to my house, man. Just sit down and talk about what's going on, you know.
Yeah,
anytime.
Man, that's real. That's one thing. That's one thing I really love about Lubbock, you know, and that's how Lubbock and Texas Tech draws in, you know, athletes, you know, those superb athletes. Because whenever we come out here, there's just a great feel. You know, the energy is just superb, man, and the family and the fans, most importantly, and the student body and the professors, they make you feel at home, man. It just make you feel, when you come here, from the moment you get off that plane, you just feel at home, man. That's, want to give a shout out to the fans out there, you know, for the Double T Red Raiders, man. You guys are great.
Oh, yeah. Good. It's so much love,
Mr. Wells, man. Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. And the Red Raiders is everywhere, man. But now I want you to talk briefly about your journey, man. I mean, you was here in the time during that Mike Leach era, whenever, you know, you had them Jared Hicks and Torian Henderson. Mike Leach was probably maybe at the top of his game with that high-power offense. You was in that high-power offense, man. So I want to hear about your journey, you know, because your collegiate experience, I want to know socially, you know, and academically. You know, it's all on you.
I think the biggest part of that era was that, like I say, it was a family, you know what I'm saying? Everybody loved everybody to this day. As far as my journey, I think my journey really started, you know, of course, playing football is probably the best, it is the best time of my life, you know. Wish I could go back to them days, you know. I still train like I'm in them days, you know. When it's off season, I'm in that weight room extra hard. When it's track season, I'm out there running hundreds, you know. And it's just year round. I'm probably in the best shape of my life right now than I ever was, and I thought I was in good shape, you know, back in the day, so you know, it's just a big learning experience. But as far as my journey, you know, it ended short, man, ended real short. I guess it was redshirt sophomore year, off-season, you know, tore my ACL, MCL, PCL, down there, you know, everything, full blowout. And I think that really changed my life the most, because when you go from playing sports every day, you know, that's all you know. You know, you're outside every day doing something, you know, with a ball in your hand. You're doing that 365 days, you know, a year. That's a pretty big change. And when it just came to a stop, didn't really know what to do, you know. So I think that changed my life the most. But continue, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do. I know I hit out. I didn't want to talk to anybody. They say this ain't for everybody, you know. It's God's will, you know. At the time, we weren't really trying to hear that, you know. Like I say, we do this every day, you know. So we grow up, we go back home. Everybody know you as that's the star right there, you know, this and that, living in the limelight, you know. But when it all comes to a stop, you know, it's just hard. But at the same time, make you a stronger person. Because once you get over that, you understand that you can beat anything. And I did that. Graduated, it took me 6 years, but I got out of there, you know, back here, giving motivation to all of my young cats. You know, I coach out here at Core Middle School, which is in Raleigh, Texas, and we've been dominating ever since. And I think a big part is to them, they just listening to somebody's experiences. You know, if people take time to really just listen to what somebody say that's been through it, you know, those people will make those people a lot better. And I guess that was my calling from back in the day, you know, when they were saying that, you know, everything happens for a reason, and his family came, and that's through hard work, staying committed, staying true to the game.
Staying committed, staying true to the game, man. That's exactly right. You know, I can speak to the majority of teenagers, you know, when you're 17, 18, getting ready to get up out of high school, and everybody telling you, get a plan B. You're not hearing a plan B. Plan B only takes away from plan A, which part is that attitude and that you have, though, to get you and have you achieve your goals, you know, but we get so focused and we get so, like you say, quote unquote, living in a limelight because people so so much pumping them up, you know, so whenever they get to the next level and next thing you know, they in college and next thing you know, boom, a knee injury. Then it's like, bam, you went from, you know, playing sports and whatever what sport it is, football, basketball, golf, track, it really doesn't matter, make a difference. Everybody's putting in the same amount of work and everybody's putting in the same amount of time with the same goal at the end of the day. You know, man, that's probably to be the best, you know, and beat the best and compete with the best, you know, which that's professionally. So, and then once that injury, boom, and it's just like, man, like you said, you know, you locked yourself away, and, you know, but like you said, it's not for everybody, but what you did was stay positive, kept your faith in God and kept it moving, and it was not easy, you know what I mean, but you pushed through. But let's talk about this. So once you went through that injury, you know, it kind of put things in perspective for you. I really honestly and truly believe, you know, the Lord was just forming your plan and just having it come into the bigger picture, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, you know, college is not all about just playing sports. So academically, my friend, like, how did you, like you said, it took you 6 years, but you got up out of it. It doesn't matter how long it you take, but long as you get it done. So I just want to know, playing sports and controlling your grades academically, man, what's some advice would you tell some youngsters right now going into either in high school or college, you know, how to focus on them grades and also maintain and doing your thing on the sports field?
Yeah, but cuss on here, just one cuss word.
Man, keep it real, man.
Take your ass to class. That's the main part. You go to class, I mean, that's, you're going to get a D, then you write some notes, you're going to get a C. That's the biggest part. Just go to class, you know. And I tell anybody, as long as you go to class, you'll be okay. You know. Yeah, I didn't do it all the time, but once I did get hurt, that's all I had. I knew I better go to class or this here situation can end at any time. So that did make me want to go to class more, which I did. But for all the young cats, go to class. Make sure you keep a watch on you. Stay, you know, on a good time schedule, and don't try to go to every party. So, you know, when this game ends, there's people out there still gonna be partying, so you ain't missing out on too much. I ain't saying don't do it. But you don't have to go every day. Go every week, you know. Work out. Go do something.
Yeah,
do something that
really
that you went to made it to that school to go for. You know, academics one. Work out.
Yeah.
You don't have to take that sip of drink. Drink some Gatorade. You know?
That's real, man. That's cool, man. Dude, I mean, y'all heard him, man. You know, take out but the class. It's just as simple as that. You know, you show up, make a D, take notes, you're going to make a C. And some people don't really realize, man, and because it really took – I was one of those knuckleheads, you know, who really didn't obey the rules all the time as far as going to class and doing all that, you know. I feel like I speak for most people, you know. So listen to Mr. Rawls and what he's saying on go to class, you know, the partying is still going to be there. Man, I'm just going to keep it real. I used to be sometimes I would be like during football practice, and I'm talking about in college or in high school too, I would wonder what it felt like to be in the stands because I was always on the field, always working out. You know, and I would wonder how I feel like how I felt on the other side. And now that I feel, I'm like, man, I might as well. I don't even know why I was thinking like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And out there trying to be like everybody else when you know, I almost can say I pretty much took it for granted, man. But I ended up getting hurt and ended up, you know, in a bad spot. You know what I'm saying? Now I can't even compete no more because I done messed up my brain. You know what I'm saying? So, all in all, just listen to Mr. Rawls when he say, go to class and listen to what I have to say and don't take nothing for granted. And this leads me into my next question, you know, and when you're talking about going to class and doing all this, was it hard for you to focus on school while playing sports?
School and playing sports. I think it was hard to
focus on playing sports and what came with it. Then, you know, if that wasn't there, school would be easy. But that little middle area made school kind of hard to focus on, you know, even though I'm supposed to be there for that reason. But, you know, we got people wanting to do this and that, you know, because they want to be your best friend. It's kind of hard just to say no sometimes, you know. And if you can get past that part, you'll be all right.
If you can get past that part, it'll be all right. Just knowing, you know, if they're your real friends, they're your real friends, then, you know, they're going to let you do what you got to do first, and then it's not until you get done, and then they want to go have fun. It's really what you're saying. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, man. In which, you know, when you're in that limelight, it's really hard for you to do. It's really hard for you to maintain. It's really hard for you to, you know, stay focused. And, you know, and that's why we are here. I feel like we all are athletes. We're, like, honestly, athletes, we're no different. We were no different than anybody, than, you know, than Jacob or Josh sitting right next to us in the class. But we are there for a reason, and that is to perform. And at the end of the day, you know, based on our performance brings the level of hype. And what most people say nowadays is turn up. You know, all of that comes around the school, you know, depending on, you know, actually the sports and how we perform brings that hype and, you know, that just that positive energy and make people want to come. And then that rubs off on them and make them want to make good grades. And then they was like, man, I want to go to Texas Tech, or I want to go to Ohio, or anywhere in America, because they have this kind of team, or they have a great business program, or and something like that. You know, that's what brings it up. But, man, I'm going to go ahead and go on a two-song break. I have two other of my favorite songs, Rihanna and Pitbull. And I got to these songs. I got some more questions for my man, Mr. Rawls, right here. Oh, let me rephrase myself. Coach Rawls. I'll be back with Coach Rawls after these two songs. Yes, sir. So you guys do not go nowhere. Enjoy this music, and I'll be right back.
Oh, na, na, what's the name? Oh, na, na, what's the name?
Heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is 8 something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Goose, white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah. Okay, way to go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we can do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I can get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say.
Oh, na, na, what's the name? Oh, na, na, what's the name? Oh, na, na, what's the name? What's the name? What's the name? Everybody knows how to work my body. Knows how to make me want it. Before you stay up on it. That's just something that keeps me so balanced. Baby, you're a talent. Let's explore your talent. Hey, boy, I really wanna be with you. Pain, Lord, I'm going whatever I see. Hey, boy, I really wanna be with you. Is it just my sight? Oh, na, 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 na. I need a boss to take it over. Looking for a guy to put it over.
Thank you. day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my castle coldest. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Oh, I just wanna feel this moment.
Came up with the whole name. What's that now?
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Oh yeah,
that's cool,
yeah,
man. I want to commend you for that, man. You know, stepping up, you know, being a man, taking care of your responsibility. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm talking about. I want to let everybody out there in the world know. You know, as part of being a man, you know, it's just whenever that responsibility comes up, you know, that's when it's time to man up. Maybe something's happened for a reason, and it's making you just like, hey, you know, look at life. Maybe you need to look at life from a different perspective, you know, and everything, you know. They say the Lord works in mysterious ways, and so whether it's like sometimes like you had an injury, you know, and then you had a baby girl, you know, and then it's just making you look at life from a whole different perspective, because sometimes in life you feel like you know it all, and sometimes there goes a loop, found out you didn't know nothing, and it's like, oh my gosh,
every day,
man, how did I end up here? But you know, the best part of working, the best part of every day is waking up, and whether it's something positive or negative is going on, you know, the best part about it is waking up and going through life and doing this again. You know, no matter where you've been or what you've done, life's about making your dreams come true. Never stop pursuing your dreams. Never go negative. Stay positive and keep doing. No matter everybody that you meet, everybody in your life is a role. Everybody plays a role. You know, everybody shows you what you should be doing, or somebody is learning from something. But at the end of the day, you know, if everybody's getting better and becoming close to your maker, then you all gravy. But anyway, with that being said, Mr. Ross, hey, man. I know you touched on this a little bit earlier, but just some people who just got on the show, let everybody know, you know, what's your place of employment right now, my man?
I'm a coach at Raleigh, Texas. Been doing it. This will be my fifth year, actually. It's time and flying, man. I'm getting old. But yeah, I'm coaching, enjoying every moment of it.
Oh, man, that's up, man. What position do you coach?
I'm the offense coordinator. I do running backs, quarterbacks, linebackers. This is middle school, of course, 7th-8th grade. But we play big, I tell you that. We don't play down our size, our age. We step it up every game.
Man, when you say play big, I'm telling you, if you guys could see this guy right here, this guy, the people compare him to 50 Cent on how he's so big. I mean, this guy, he's
oh,
like, wait, man, we just got in his car one time. I was like, man, is that a dumbbell? You know? He's like this dude. And one time we sitting in the weight room, and we used to call Lil Swole. One time we sitting in the weight room just chilling, waiting on, I think we was actually waiting to lift weights or 7-on-7 or something, and they just busted down and start having a push-up contest. You know, and that was like,
Lil Swole don't want to admit I beat him. Yeah, Lil Swole don't want to admit that I beat him that day. He all jacked up right now. Don't want to admit he got defeated back in the day.
Lil Swole was one of those walk-ons who ended up joining the team. He loved to work out, man. He's a great guy, smart guy. And man, after his football career, he ended up being a cheerleader, you know. So shout out to Lil Swole out there. But Coach Ross, what would you tell this guy who's 22 or 23 years old that's about to be done with college, you know, and also that 17 to 18-year-old who's about to be done with high school going into their first fall? Because, you know, right now is fall camp going on. You know, people just now put on the pads. I want to say maybe yesterday or probably today, because that's when it gets real.
Yeah.
You know, so what would you tell that cat that's about that freshman coming in right now, just a freshman, just touch on this question right now. What would you tell that freshman going into his first football camp?
As a freshman, I tell him to learn his playbook. You know, even if he's not as fast as most of those guys, if he learned that playbook, he's going to play faster just off instinct. So that'd be part one. And make sure you go to sleep at night. Long day.
Yes, sir. Long day.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, what about the 23-year-old who's coming into his last camp, his last season, and, you know, is about to get ready to graduate? And what would you tell that cat right there, you know, that 22 or 23-year-old that's about to be done? It might be in perspective for him that he might not be able to play, or he might just want to give it a shot.
Outside looking in,
you know, because I didn't get that far. But if I put myself in that same situation, if he gonna, you know, if he have a chance, make sure he work hard. You know, don't do it for nothing. You know, don't just talk about it, be about it. And that's every day. It's only a couple month process. You know, go out somewhere, do what you got to do, grind it out. Don't worry about nothing else but what you got to do right then and there, if you're really about it. But if you on that borderline, don't really know, make sure you want to finish school right then and there, because you can always get your master's. Might as well go ahead and get it while you're there. You know, be a GA, work at the school, do something. But if you got a job lined up, you know, can't say nothing but take it. Cause,
yes, sir.
Make sure that's what you really want to do in life. Because it's a long-term, you know, long-term relationship between you and your job for most people. So make sure you like it and you love what you're doing. If not, stay in school and get something else so you can have
yes,
options.
Sir.
Oh, yeah.
You have, yep. The more options you have, you know, the better you can sit back and just take your pick and really figure out who you are, what you really want to do. You know, one of my favorite sayings is do what you love and love what you do. But go ahead, man. I wasn't trying to cut you off.
Oh, no, you good. I'm just saying you got to market yourself, you know. That's pretty much what it comes down to in life, you know, how good you can sell yourself. If you don't have
yes,
confidence
sir.
In yourself, then who else don't want to have confidence in you, you know?
Ooh-wee. Hey, man, that's real right there. If you ain't got confidence in yourself, who else is going to have confidence in you? And that leads me to this, my man. This leads me to this, Coach Ross. I ask everybody that's on my show, everybody who comes in, they have to answer this question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years? I'll probably see myself head track coach, hopefully at the high school. And that's pretty much what I want to do in life. I love football, but, you know, when it comes down to it, it's a lot of hours spent in the track. I just go out there and get them ready, and which will, at the same time, help on football because speed kills. And at the middle school level, we've won 3 years in a row, city championships, guys running high school times, freshman, sophomore high school times. So, you know, I think that's where I probably see myself in 5 years.
Okay, man, that's what's up, man. More power to you. I know you can do it. I know you will do it, you know. And that right there concludes my interview right there, Coach Ross. I want to say thank you, man, for coming on to my show.
Appreciate you.
And just coming on here. But most importantly, I want to thank you, man, and for keeping it real, you know, because it
takes out
there
like us. Oh, yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, because there's cats like that, like us, that just keeps it real. You know what I mean? And then just to go. You see what I'm saying? But, all right, man, that's the end of my show. I want you to kiss your little princess goodnight, man. You have yourself a wonderful night.
Okay, I appreciate you having me, man. All Red Raiders fans out there, I hope y'all be at every game this year. We will have to do something this year. So much love to y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, man. All right, Mr. Ross, Coach Ross, you have yourself a great night, man.
Hey, you have a good one too, Pete.
I appreciate it.
All right.
All righty, man. Right there, that was Coach Ross right there, Mr. Terrence Ross. Man, that guy right there, he's a good guy, strong guy, even swole guy. He's the one that pretty much, he glued everybody together, all of us running backs when we first came in, man. He just took me under his wing. I commend him for that. He's somebody that I ultimately could relate to coming in because I was like, man, I could tell this guy kind of grew up how I did it. We had something in common. So you guys, man, you know, I really respect him for that. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to go out of his way. But that concludes my show. Man, I want to welcome you guys back next week, next Tuesday, 10 p.m. Man, I have a treat for you guys. It's going into football season. And one thing I can tell you for sure is I'm getting better and I'm making other people better. And that's what it's all about. I'm no better than the next man. I'm no better than you listening to this. You know what I mean? I don't look at myself like that. I'm just trying to make other people better and make everybody keep going, you know? So you can follow me on Twitter, @SoaryEveryDay. You can go to my Facebook and give me a little like, facebook.com/favoritathletes, respectfully. And also, I'm not going to leave you without my theme song, Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. I came to win. I'll see you guys next week.
I came to win. To conquer.